Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the world of gaming with Alfredo Alonso, plus Scott Bensing and Connie McMullen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
For Linda Ellen, a car accident meant surgery and a back held together with titanium. Her 10 drugs cost her $5,000 a year, forcing her to skimp on her medicine. Linda's been caught on the Medicare donut hole. I backed health reform and this message because 58,000 Nevada seniors will get prescription help this year. And over time, the donut hole will close entirely. I'm Harry Reid. Some told me reform wasn't politically smart, but I believe it's right for Nevada.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Save energy and money. Take control at NVEnergy.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, always a pleasure to welcome Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis and Rocha. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you.
News breaking this morning from Bill Lerner's report that comes out hot on the strip. And he's talking about Las Vegas home prices post first gain in 3 years, year over year. And that's a very important story, relevance for Boyd Gaming and Station Casinos, correct?
Oh, it's huge, obviously. The number one issue, I think, for Nevada and our recovery is going to be the housing market, bar none. I mean, we still have a huge number of homes that are being foreclosed. In fact, the number was significant this last quarter. But that being said, your inventory is being eaten up a little bit. Even though our federal tax credit's over, you still have people buying houses, and so that's driving the price up a little bit. We're still going to probably go bumping along on the bottom here for another 5 years or so, and I think that's conservative, but I think your prices
really
are going to go up.
Really conservative, 5 years.
Well, some are saying that new development's not going to take longer than that. I hope I'm wrong. The articles I've read and the people I've listened to are completely wrong, because I hope to see it much sooner. But I think you're going to see probably that inventory is going to need to be purchased and eaten up over the next couple of years for us to see anything really significant. But it is a good sign.
One of the things that is interesting is that people are now talking about how prices have become so affordable, especially in Southern Nevada, that teachers and cab drivers can qualify for home loans
if they have a job. Yes, I mean that's the key.
You are not Mr. Sunshine today.
Well,
I
I think I'm usually very optimistic about this, and I am being optimistic. I think you do see some signs of an uptick, but you have huge problems in Europe that could end up slowing things down a bit as well. I mean, you know, that's a significant issue when that market purchases many of the items that we sell as a country. So again, you know, if you're being conservative and safe about it, yes, prices are going up, home prices are going up, your inventories are being purchased. You still have a lot of problems with obviously bank foreclosures, and that's going to continue for a while. But again, notwithstanding the European issue, things are better.
The latest gaming revenues came out today. Howard Stutz reporting there was a decline of 0.66% in March. That's actually good news, isn't it?
It's great news. Again, when you're bumping along on the bottom, you're going to have your ebbs and flows. You're going to see that with the housing market. You're going to see that with our main industry in gaming. You're probably going to see that with unemployment. I think we actually had some good numbers last month, but our unemployment rates went up because people are leaving the roles and seeking jobs. So, yes, I think that's good news. The fact that it's not more significant than that is probably great news.
It's also interesting to see what's happening with the gaming industry. The stock prices, you were referring to what happened with Europe, but that technical bump that occurred last week, there were a lot of bargains suddenly available in gaming stocks for 24 hours.
There are a lot of bargains on a lot of stock. Unfortunately, I don't think we've seen the end of it. I think you're going to see a lot of instability until Europe is stabilized to some degree. I think obviously the U.S. and other countries extending that line of credit was a huge step in the right direction.
$1 trillion.
Yeah, I mean that's going to help immensely. But again, there's systemic problems in Europe and obviously in our country that need to be fixed.
So you mean being able to retire at 53 years old with your full salary is probably not a good plan for people in Greece?
I think being able to retire at age 70 is going to be a luxury in the future. Again, I think there are systemic problems within each of these countries that are going to have to be fixed, or they do end up hurting the rest of the EU and thus end up hurting North America as well.
Let's take a look at some of the casino companies and what's happening with them. Boyd Gaming has been trying to buy up a chunk of Station Casinos for the last couple of years throughout this bankruptcy problem. But now, with MGM Mirage getting out of the Atlantic City market because of concerns over their Macau operations, Boyd has kind of faced, they've been talking about having a $2 billion line of credit, but they're now faced with a decision. Do they buy the other half of Borgata because they have first right of refusal, or do they use that to buy up more station properties if they can at auction?
That's going to be a good question. I mean, they're going to have to take a really strong look at the Las Vegas market and at those properties that are going to be left. You know, are those, not all the station properties were doing extraordinarily well, like some of the ones that they're keeping. So the question then is, are what's left worth using that line of credit on? Is it also worth digging deeper into the New Jersey market? I'm not sure that's been a wonderful investment either. And then obviously there's the hotel that they've left essentially unfinished. You know, is that the next place to put their money in?
I would say that your 5-year timeline on Echelon, which is the property you're talking about, is probably an extremely optimistic viewpoint with the amount of supply in Las Vegas. Okay, let's take a break. More with Alfredo Alonso when we come back.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owe $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, specializing in gaming. I was down in Las Vegas last week doing some tapings down there, and it was interesting to see the room rate pricing. Aria was actually, I thought, in a very good zone as far as pricing. There were some properties on the Strip that were offering significant discounts, but most of the major properties were up around the $200 mark. What does that say?
I think what it says is that even though the gaming side of it hasn't gained like it should, that's going to come, and as you saw from the numbers, the numbers are bearing that out, that your people are starting to spend more money. You see that in almost every walk of life right now. In fact, loans, whether it be through credit cards or home loans or other types of loans, are up as well. So people are getting a little more comfortable and therefore spending a little bit more money, and they're spending their disposable income in places like Las Vegas. The gaming obviously will come as well. So what you're going to see, I think, is those room rates are going to slowly but surely move up, and as the economy gets better.
Let's talk about Steve Wynn's comments a couple of weeks ago about potentially moving his corporate headquarters to Macau, because they have become more of an Asian gaming company than they are a U.S. gaming company. But he also threw in some shots at President Obama at that point as well.
Mr. Wynn is a colorful guy. I think
to say the least.
He's a brilliant gaming developer and owner. I'm not sure how much of that is reaction to things in the economy that he's not happy with. Macau is very unstable. I mean, some have said that that China has even considered taking back some of these properties in the long haul. They could do it. I mean, it is a communist country, and they've been known to do things like that in the past. So I'm not 100% sure that what Mr. Wynn is saying is not just simply a reaction to local politics and national politics, for that matter.
You raise an interesting point. When I was in Hong Kong and Macau in 2000, and that was just a couple of years after the changeover, and a lot of people in this country and around the world were talking about how Hong Kong was going to be destroyed by the Chinese coming in and taking it over. But when we were there and actually talking to people on the ground, what they said was, first of all, we are Chinese. Let's start out there. And second of all, why would the Chinese government want to get rid of something that was very, very successful and would benefit China in, the short run and the long run? And I kind of have the same feeling about Macau, is they may slap people around every once in a while for some perceived offense, but in the long run, the gaming tax there is very high. They're going to make a lot of money.
I don't disagree with that, and I think it has been very lucrative for them. However, China has been notorious for bringing in free market business and then lowering or simply changing the rules to the point where it's then impossible for them to do business, and they leave. leaving the assets to the Chinese government. That doesn't mean they're going to do that here. But again, I think that's a huge risk for any American to bring in that much capital into a country that's that unstable.
Las Vegas Sands, probably one of the most remarkable stories financially. I mean, at one point they were down, what, $1.35, mm-hmm. and now they're hovering between about $24 to $26. They've just opened Singapore. Your thoughts on Singapore, and how does that balance out what they're doing in Macau?
Well, I think Singapore's a brilliant idea in the sense that it's, again, Asians love to gamble. It's not taboo like it is oftentimes here in the U.S. And in fact, Europeans love to gamble too, as you can see by their economy. But I think you've got a situation, I think, in Singapore, where the competition is slim to none. It's a beautiful,
yeah, there's only two licenses.
Beautiful facility, and a stability with the government that I think, you know, helps and lends itself to this type of business. I think they're going to do very well there.
Okay, Phil Ruffin purchased Treasure Island for cash, essentially, mm-hmm. And now the rumors are out there that that he would like to have Mirage as well. Do you think that MGM is prepared to give that up for the money?
Well, I think any company right now that has debt issues, obviously in this economy, things are not turning around anytime, in the sense that it's not happening tomorrow. You're still going to have to ride this storm out. So if you've got someone that can come in and take some of that debt off your hands, I don't know why they wouldn't do it. That may not be part of their future plans, but I think they've shopped Mirage in the past. I don't know why they wouldn't do so now.
Okay, one of the little hidden gems that's going on in Las Vegas right now is the Tropicana, bought out of bankruptcy and now being turned into a South Beach-type resort. What are your thoughts on that property? Because it's being run by a former high-up MGM executive.
It's a great property. I mean, there's no way around that. It's right across the street from the MGM. It's on the strip, on a very heavy traveled road. Happens to be on the way to the airport. You're basically a stone's throw from it. If someone put capital into that property, I can't imagine it wouldn't make money. Again, because of its location and because of what it is.
And they're refurbishing it rather than blowing it up and building something else. They're just refurbishing the whole property at a much lower cost than they might have done at some other point in time.
I don't think there's a whole lot of appetite to start another mega resort and have it basically sit there mothballed, which is what's happened to two or three properties now. So I think that's very smart. They have all the time in the world to wait for things to improve, and then obviously they can go ahead and build their mega resort down the road sometime. But in this economy, very, very smart way to go.
Fascinating stuff. Will you stick around and pundit?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
How rough are your dry, cracked feet? Now there's Heel-tastic.
My feet feel so much softer. They feel like baby's feet.
This easy-to-use soothing balm helps to protect skin against dry, cracked heels.
My feet were so dry and cracked, now I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
I had cracks that were so bad, they bled. Lotions and creams sit on the top of the skin. The problem is deeper. This actually gets to the cause of the problem.
My feet felt a lot softer. They didn't seem to crack or bother me.
Call now and get Heel-tastic for just $20. But order now and we'll cut the price in half to just $10. We'll even include a second Heel-tastic and our 10-piece grooming kit. A $40 value. Just pay separate shipping and handling.
There was no residue. It smelled wonderful and it took care of the problem.
You get all this, an $80 value, all for just $10.
Call 1-800-636-9757 to order Healtastic, but call now and we're giving away a bonus $40 value when you order. So call 1-800-636-9757. Call now.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now.
Half a million seniors can't be wrong.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money.
My program covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house.
Receive our new information kit when you qualify. After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, Alfredo and I are joined by Scott Bensing, principal with SB Strategic, and Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Interesting article in today's New York Times from Linda Greenhouse, who used to be the Supreme Court correspondent for the New York Times for many years. And she writes, among its other virtues, the nomination of Solicitor General Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court is an opportunity to rescue the confirmation process from the vapid and hollow charade that it has become. The words are those of Ms. Kagan herself from an article she wrote for the Law Review back in 1995. The article was a clarion call for substantive questions from senators and similarly substantive answers from Supreme Court nominees. Not going to happen anymore, is it?
Well, she's definitely going to bring a whole new set of criteria to the process. And I haven't seen her resume, but she has glowing reviews, and I think she'll be a refreshing new entry.
You've seen Supreme Court nominations up close and personal in your time working for the senator. What actually goes on in Washington, D.C. when something like this happens? What's behind the scenes?
Well, there's any number of other plays. One of the difficult parts, I mean, the very first thing that happens, and a lot of this research is done on the short list, is they go through everything the person has read or written or said in their entire public life. It's difficult with nominee Kagan because she hasn't written much. People say, well, they question whether or not she's qualified to sit on the Supreme Court because she's not served as a judge before. But the reality is that's really not the issue. The issue is you can't go back and determine what her political philosophy is based on her writings or speeches because she doesn't have any.
You were also on Capitol Hill for a long time. Your thoughts on what goes on behind the scenes?
Well, I date myself, but I was actually there when Bork was nominated, and so.
And that's when everything changed.
That wasn't hollow.
No. I think it could potentially bring about a completely different set of issues because there's nothing there. Everybody's indicating what a brilliant person this is, but there's no proof. And so I don't know how you ultimately flesh that out and what the research process is going to bring. Again, it's wait and see right now.
Well, the Solicitor General does appear before the Supreme Court to defend the government's position, correct?
Correct, but, you know, I think the issue is where she sits on certain positions, and she hasn't done anything extreme. She hasn't done anything that puts her opinions out there, but she doesn't have anything extreme in her background either.
Another line here. A confirmation hearing should uncover a nominee's vision of the court in specifics, not generalities. Privacy rights, free speech, race and gender discrimination, everything should be placed on the table for analysis, again, according to Elena Kagan when she was a professor.
Well, what I think some of the critics are saying and what scares conservatives and independents, I believe, is the idea of there's been this new thrust into Supreme Court judges ought to express a certain empathy for the downtrodden. And I think most Americans would, while looking favorably on that on its face, understand that justices don't make law. They interpret law. And when they get away from interpreting law and start making law to fix social injustices, we get activist courts. And I don't think anybody wants that.
It'll be interesting to see because obviously she is a liberal, obviously, but you know, according to Stuart Taylor from National Review this morning, she's definitely a moderate.
I think that's what the hearing process is going to bring out. I think there are going to be some pretty hard questions, and obviously they're going to try to draw some of that.
Hard questions and no answers. I mean, that's the training process,
True, but she's still going to have to answer questions, and I think that at the end of the day, that's all they're going to be able to rely on.
All right, Governor Gibbons, running, I think, an unbelievable campaign with no money, but managing to come out with another issue every day. And the latest one came out yesterday, according to the Associated Press. Gibbons seeks to make union negotiations public. He launched an initiative petition that would force union negotiations for the state and local governments to be conducted in public. Good idea, bad idea, going to happen, not going to happen.
I think the whole idea of 288 has to be looked at from a local government standpoint again, and they're talking about obviously reforms. I don't know ultimately if that makes a whole lot of difference. It's my understanding that public or not public, there's still a lot of issues that need to be reformed that perhaps that may not even do anything in the long run. So again, I think this is a big issue that has to be talked about, and hearings have to be held at the legislature and done right. It's brilliant of him to keep bringing these issues up, because he is obviously, whether people like it or not, he's doing a hell of a job of getting a lot of free press.
Your thoughts, Connie?
I think he has a lot of talent in his executive branch and campaign. As far as the initiative, he's going to have to get all those signatures first.
That's right. And you get the last 10 seconds on this one.
Good. I'll take it. Well, it's 10 days before early voting. They're running $1 million of ads against Brian Sandoval, who's winning in the polls. You know, this isn't a coincidence.
No kidding. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this timeout.
Who is the woman President Obama wants on the Supreme Court? Elena Kagan has no paper trail, but we've got someone who worked with her. Former U.S. Attorney Greg Brower worked with Kagan. What does he think of her nomination? We'll hear from him next, Face to Face.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
In the olden days, our grandparents, they would bring a chicken to the doctor.
I don't know how the docs would feel about me bringing a chicken to the doctor's office, right?
Can this doctor take this chicken to a gas station, to a grocery store?
I think it's a little out of touch.
Totally fantasy land.
Can he pay his mortgage with it?
No, I don't think so.
Sounds like a joke.
She is divorced from the reality that most people live.
Patriot Majority is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now, and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
Movement. Along with weight loss, it's one of the many ways to fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information on managing pain, go to fightarthritispain.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, the most powerful body in the state, the Clark County Commission. Chris Giunfigliani will be our guest. See you on the next broadcast.